When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following, of course, checking out our YouTube page, 94WIP. Check it out there. All of our great video content up every single day from the morning show, midday show, afternoon show, and all our podcasts over at WIP, 94WIP. Check out the YouTube page. All right, so we're less than a week away from the start of NFL free agency. Monday is legal tampering. By Wednesday, we're doing a live show all day at on WIP at McGurk's in Horsham. Can't wait to be there. And by then, a lot of this free agency stuff will, you know, the big ticket names will be off the board, and we'll know a lot of the direction where the 2024 Eagles are going. And I'm working on my big board here. I got some names. I got my big board I'm going to have out for you before this weekend. Or this weekend I'll have it out, you know, to kind of hit home who I want the Eagles to go after and ranking the best players I believe that are there in free agency for the Eagles to attack and to go after certain positions. But there's also the opposite. When you put together a big board or you put together a list of guys you want, there's also, you know, you see names like, nah, I don't want that guy anywhere near my list. Well, that's today's podcast. I'm going to give you five names, five free agents the Eagles should avoid totally. I wouldn't want this guy on the team on a one-year deal. And it's not about the guy's not good. I mean, all these players I'm going to mention here have had moments in the NFL. In fact, they've had really good moments in the NFL. I just think it's wrong team, wrong time, wrong situation. Players the Eagles should avoid in free agency. All right, number one. This name popped up a few weeks ago when the Bears moved on. And I understand the connection. And it's very easy to do this connection thing because we have two new coordinators. And I understand when you're putting a new system in, especially more on offense, because, you know, the Vic Fangio kind of system is what the Eagles have been drafting for anyway. I don't think the transition on defense is going to have to be as stark with putting terminology in and all that. But that being said, it wouldn't surprise me if Vic Fangio might want some players he's coached before just to kind of help show the guys the ropes, how we practice here, the culture, what the expectation is. So there are some players, and some will appear on my list of targets I want the Eagles to go after, that have played for Fangio before. One that fits this list is Eddie Jackson, the safety out of, back in the day, Alabama, but the Chicago Bears. He doesn't fit my criteria. He's too old. I don't want Eddie Jackson. Eddie Jackson has been banged up and not the same player. Look, 30 years old. He was an All-Pro in 2018. He was a tremendous player on that double-doink Bears team the Eagles beat in 2018, January of 2019. He was a tremendous player. But those days are long gone. I mean, when you're an All-Pro in 2018 and that's your accolade and it's 2024, I don't care. I mean, go back and look at the Pro Bowlers from 2018. Tell me where they are now. A lot of them are out of the league. It doesn't matter. He's on the wrong side of 30, limited to 12 starts each of the last two seasons because of recurring foot injuries. The last time he played 16 or more games in a season was 2020. Okay, we just did this with Kevin Byard. We just did it. We just had the former All-Pro safety, might still have something left, bring him in, veteran. 3 weeks in, Kevin Byard couldn't cover his own shadow when he's trying to take over scouting and doing the game plans. I don't need it again. I do not need Eddie Jackson here. I don't believe he's going to stay healthy anymore. He hasn't shown to stay healthy anymore. And he's just not a very impactful player. I want to go younger at the safety position. Give me Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Give me Xavier McKinney. Give me guys that could play and have years to go in their career before they're Eddie Jackson 4 years from now and someone else is doing a podcast somewhere else saying, I don't want that guy. Eddie Jackson, it's a wonderful story that he's close with Vic Fangio and played for him. I want him nowhere near the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles. So the first guy on my list that I want no part of is Eddie Jackson. Second player the Eagles should avoid in free agency, and this is a name I think you'll probably see come up here. And that is Austin Eckler. I mentioned yesterday Eckler in my episode about running backs and which running back the Eagles should sign in free agency. By the way, Joe Mixon looks like his name will be added to that crazy list. But the name I have here is Austin Eckler. And I watched, I guess it was just kind of weird happenstance. So last year, for the first time ever, I got DirecTV. and or I got the NFL Sunday ticket on YouTube, the formerly DirecTV, but I got the NFL Sunday ticket, that's what I was trying to say. And with the Eagles having so many primetime games, so many standalone games, I probably watched more 1 o'clock football last year of the league than I have in a very long time, especially, you know, doing the Eagles pregame shows when they're on the road, or if they're at home just watching. You know, 1 o'clock, it's like, you know, in typical seasons, you know, 10 weeks of the year or whatever, 11, 12 weeks of the year, I'm locked in at 1 o'clock to the Philadelphia Eagles, and then I've got the red zone on my iPad kind of next to me, and I'm glancing down and paying attention, following fantasy, all that kind of stuff like we all do. But this year, just because of the nature of the Eagles' schedule this past season, they didn't play till Sunday night, they didn't play till Monday night, they didn't play Thursday night, they're all over the place. So I have my quad box up on YouTube, on my TV, every Sunday, you know, a lot of Sundays, and I'm watching four, you know, games around the league at once, and I happen to land on a bunch of Chargers games, especially when they were playing, you know, on the East Coast, or they ended up in a 1 o'clock game. And I just probably this year watched Austin Eckler. And I admit more early in the season because the Chargers were done by the end. But I watched more Austin Eckler than I have in a long time. You know, full games, not just highlights. And he just looks like he's running with a piano on his back. It looks like all those carries hit him. The Chargers' decision last year not to pay him when he wanted money. I think teams had a chance to go get him. No one went and got him. We discussed it last year in terms of the Eagles. I just think he's hit that wall. He reminds me as a player, as a runner, especially as a pass catcher to Tiki Barber. Austin Eckler's been a good player. He's had a heck of a career. But I would not bring him in as a lead back in free agency. I know he just worked with Kellen Moore last year. I think he could be good, catch the ball in the backfield. We thought that about Swift, though. I just look at Eckler, and you look at his yards per carry. You look at his success rate. It's all fallen. And you watch him run. There was, I think it was when they were in Green Bay last year. I was watching live, and it was either a throw to the, you know, outside, or he got away on a run. But he had 4 or 5 or 6 steps on the defense. And Austin Eckler would have run for a touchdown in years past on the same play, and he was caught. I mean, he was caught from behind. He runs like he has a piano on his back now. A no thank you for Austin Eckler to the Philadelphia Eagles. Number three, this one is a very easy one. I saw his name on a free agent list this morning. I thought, well, typically there's familiarity. He played decently here. He has started on playoff teams here, Houston last year, Kansas City before. You know, Steven Nelson is a guy that's been on a lot of quality teams. I mean, not championship teams, but quality teams. And I could see the Eagles maybe revamping the secondary and bringing him in, mixing him with some young guys. But you remember last week, of course, when Steven Nelson on the Corner Suite podcast talked about how much difficult it was for him to play here, how much he didn't like, you know, the combative fans. They were in Philadelphia, and he was almost playing against the fans. And you get his buddy Slay, who's kind of, you know, going along with it with them and talking about how the only fan base to ever get to Slay is here, his own fan base in Philadelphia. So this ain't even so much about Steven Nelson as a player. He's okay. He's fine. If he was a patchwork corner like he was 2 years ago or 3 years ago in 2021, it wouldn't be the end of the world. And I think he'll find a role like that again somewhere in the NFL. Just not here. No way, no how. The fourth guy on my list, and what I could see being a name that is thrown out there. You know, because Howie Roseman likes to play linebacker roulette every year, where he's just basically, you know, just trying to throw something at the wall. And some years, let's say TJ Edwards and Kaiser White in 2022, it really sticks. Let's go to 2017, when Nigel Bradham, as a free agent signing, really stuck. He's had some really big ones there. A third round pick in Jordan Hicks, that stuck. But the Eagles have never used premium money or premium resources in the draft on linebacker. They just always hope these mid-tier or lower-tier resources stick and it works. And some years it does. So far, Nakobe Dean has not. You know, who was it in 2021? Was it Eric Wilson, I believe his name was? Didn't work. I mean, we've had Eric Wilson. We've had so many different names. Alex Singleton. So many different names. Who's the Nate Gary, who was the safety that they converted to linebackers under Jim Schwartz. So many different names they've tried to just throw in there over the years. I mean, go back, and this is before, this is a long time ago now, but Casey Matthews. You know, go back to having the wrong Matthews brother. I think it was the same draft as J.C. Kelsey. His name is on my mind because of the Kelsey retirement. They've tried so many different patchwork things at linebacker. And once in a while, they'll bring in a vet. And I mentioned Eric Wilson there, who used to have something left and doesn't anymore. And I'm looking at the list of free agents this morning, and I see Bobby Wagner on there. And I could see the appeal. I could see the kind of idea. Levante David probably fits the same bill for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Veteran. He's been smart. He'll know where to be. Oh, heck, Shaq Leonard last year. I forgot about that one. But I believe in the modern NFL, when a linebacker who was a great player loses a step, you got to get him off the field. And Bobby Wagner can still make tackles in the run game, but I don't believe he can move anymore in coverage. And that instinct that he has, and it's good instinct, I mean, what is that? What good is that going to do if he can't move anymore? It's a nice story. He's too old. I think it's the kind of thing where some teams have more success with older players. Some teams do not. Last year's Eagles defense showed that with older players, it just didn't work. I mean, we had them on the way, way, way wrong end of their career. The Bobby Wagner thing would provide leadership, but I'm anti-Wagner, and I'm anti the idea of an old linebacker who could barely run anymore. So no to Bobby Wagner. And the last one on my list, free agents the Eagles should avoid. And this one, I think, was first brought up by Hugh on the Midday Show a couple weeks ago. And the idea isn't crazy. And let's go off the premise that the Eagles do trade Hassan Reddick, that they get a 2 and a 5 or a 3 and a 5, and they say, okay, we'll move off Hassan Reddick. And they go and they say, okay, so we have Josh Sweat and we have Nolan Smith, but we're going to need another pass rusher in here to kind of complement those two guys and to protect for injury, rotate, all that kind of stuff. Chase Young, and only 24 years old, is an intriguing name because he's heading down the Jadeveon Clowney path where he's not what he was built to be. But there's still hope he can be productive. And Clowney's been that. I've always liked Jadeveon Clowney. I tried to get Clowney on the Eagles like 5 years in a row, and it never really worked out. Maybe this is going to be the year. But in terms of Chase Young, I think he's heading down that path where he's not living up to the expectations coming out of the draft. But there's still the physical ability. He was still just traded for a 3 last year on a team that made the Super Bowl. So there's still something there. But number one, I don't think Chase Young's going to play cheap. So I'm not allocating a lot of resources to a guy that has had injury issues and not been that productive. Now, eventually, if he lands in the space that Clowney did, where he's taking one-year deals, and we resurface on this Chase Young thing, you know, 3 years from now, I may have a different perspective on the whole thing. Right now, though, just today, my perspective is far different than that. And I can't get out of my head one play with Chase Young. And I guess you want to have good plays in your head when you think about a free agent, when you think about players you want to bring in, you want to have moments in your head. But I have the play in my head against the Lions in the NFC Championship game where it looked like Chase Young quit. And I think about how he didn't do anything to help resurrect the defense at Washington, even though that's what he was drafted to do. I think about how he was traded to the best team in the NFC, a true contender to win the Super Bowl. He didn't do much for the 49ers. And in one of the biggest spots he'll ever have, he didn't give full effort. And I'm thinking about last year's Eagles and the culture and all the issues they've had. And I don't think that's what I want to bring in here, especially for a guy that this is his first foray into free agency. He's going to want to get paid. He's going to want to get some guaranteed money here. I'm out on the idea of bringing Chase Young to the Eagles. Wonderful talent. And maybe, you know, of all the ones that I've mentioned on this episode, this one's probably the most risky because let's say he wanted to come here and the Eagles were not interested and then he goes somewhere else and becomes a star. You'd say, man, they had a chance at Chase Young. And I get that. I mean, because he still is 24 years old and the pedigree was enormous. But I'm staying away. I'm not allocating big resources to Chase Young. So 5 free agents I believe the Eagles should avoid when legal tampering starts the next week. Eddie Jackson, a safety, too old, too banged up, no thanks. Austin Eckler, Father Time is caught up. He runs like he has a piano on his back. Steven Nelson, I mean, you guys heard what he said on his podcast. This is not a city for him, even though a patchwork veteran corner on a cheap deal for 1 year as the young guys figure it out, not the worst idea, just not Steven Nelson. Bobby Wagner at linebacker, I'm done with old linebackers and I'm just done with old players that have to run, especially in the back 7 on defense. I cannot do it. And then Chase Young. Now he's young and there you go. There's a pun there. He's young and he has probably a lot of upside, but I can't get out of my head what I saw in that game against the Detroit Lions when he just seemed to give less than 1,000% effort in the NFC Championship game. That is unacceptable to me. And I wouldn't be able to sign that player and sleep at night if I'm Howie Rose, but appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. I continue to work on my Eagles big board for free agency. Lot to get to as we get closer and closer to the start of legal tampering across the NFL on Monday. Don't forget, McGurk's in Horsham, Wednesday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Be there, come hang out, great food, drink specials. We'll be there all day doing the shows, midday show. We'll have different guests on, different special hours. Really excited for it on a big day to discuss the Eagles as they get ready for the 2024 season. And, of course, a major, major offseason with a lot of questions here. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.